Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
First World Problems in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. If you want to be a part of that, hashtag First World Problems on social media, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff so we could see it. Or you could text us anytime. What's that number, Big Al Mac?
That number is 800-543-3548.
Oh, yes, Big Al Mac is back if you're just joining the show.
Just
yes.
As I got learning that phone number.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm back. Sorry about that, Gina, but I appreciate you stepping up.
Yes.
We still have your winter warm-up. If you want to go hang out at the Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach,
ooh,
we'll be giving away the trip for yesterday, today, and about, I don't know, 40 minutes or so, less than an hour away. But you do need the temperature for today so you could win the trip tomorrow.
I got you.
You go to KidNation.com, enter the temperature, and then we pick one at random that's correct, and that's how you win. So it's one day behind each time, but we hook you up every day. The temperature this morning right now at the Tradewinds, 66 degrees. Huh? Remember that, none.
All right.
66 degrees.
Nice cool morning.
It's all good. Yeah, I mean, it's early.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always going to be super hot. Sun's probably not out yet. Maybe it's coming out now. 66. There you go.
Got it. Thank you, visitflorida.com.
Yeah, that's all made possible thanks to visitflorida.com. And make sure you answer your phone if you see a random number calling you this morning.
Right.
If
it's not Bill Click calling this early.
It might be your trip to Florida. We don't want you to miss out on that. That's the other part about the winning the trip. You have to answer. I got an email yesterday from school.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I've told you before, these are scary. And I've only received three from the school regarding Kaysen. And one was to let me know he won an award. He was star of the month. And he came home with this picture with the principal and a certificate. The second one was because he had to visit the nurse due to an extreme nosebleed, as I believe what she called it. And then I got this email yesterday. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Chavez, just wanted to let you know that Kaysen came to see me in the health center today for a nosebleed after picking his nose, causing another nosebleed. Bleeding pressure applied. Bleeding continued for 15 minutes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of nosebleed.
He went deep.
No lie, though, I'm a little bit proud. 15 minutes is a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I don't know. Just the fact that if you're going to have a nosebleed, have a nosebleed.
It's such a guy thing. Like, you would like more stitches because it's cool.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, yeah.
I want a bigger scar just because
it's
cool.
Oh, it's only three stitches.
Had him blow out his nose to get the clot out. So my dude had a clot.
Oh, my.
After blowing out the clot, nose stopped bleeding. Washed hands and face, returned to class. Best nosebleed of the school year yet. Ladies and gentlemen, my son.
Best nose.
That's right.
Gosh, to be known as the best bleeder.
Yeah.
I would go so far to say his best nose picker.
I mean, that's what I'm looking at. Because we all pick our noses. We all do it. Every kid at that school does.
Yeah. I only do if I see something that needs to be out of there.
Right.
Right.
Get it real quick.
Well, apparently.
And somebody's always look. I don't care.
Where is that?
You could be on an aisle by yourself. It's like when you pass gas in a store. You could be on an aisle by yourself for 10 minutes.
God.
And you finally like, okay, I'm going to reach up there and get that little baby out. And here they come right around the corner.
Boom.
Look, Kelly Raspberry, her finger up her nose. And what's that smell?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like Kelly Raspberry's just farting and picking her nose.
That's why you need to master the
eye toot.
That's why you need to master the quickie.
The quick pick?
The
flick?
The quick farmer hanky,
no.
Kelly.
No.
Oh, the rocket?
The quickie.
The rocket? The rocket launcher?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I it's better to wait till you get in your car after work because that way you know you're safe, usually.
I don't want to see a girl doing that. No, no.
I choose to look at it on the bright side, which means since we all pick our nose, my son's just picking harder. You know, like he's just
rooting.
He's rooting. He's trying a little bit harder than most because this is kindergarten through fifth grade. Best of the year.
Maybe he's trying to do like a record. Maybe you've set the example. How far can my finger go up my nose?
Oh,
yeah.
My.
I'm going to set the world record.
And he tried to hide it from me, which is funny.
Try to hide what? The nosebleed?
That he had a nosebleed. Normally, we'll ask him, like, hey, how was school? Kid Nation had a great idea every day. I ask him, hey, what was the best part of the day? What was the worst part of the day? And that gets our conversation going. So I did that yesterday, expecting him to bring that up. I already had the email. But he didn't bring it up. He had his good part of the day and a bad part of the day, but never mentioned the nosebleed. So
maybe he's saving that. You know, you save that for, like, when you have a really crappy day.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what, though? I'm the best picker.
Oh, you think he's saving content?
Yeah, maybe saving content.
Well, I brought it up. I was like, well, why didn't you tell me about your nosebleed?
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me. in awe, like, how'd you know? And I said, your dad knows everything.
Yeah, just let him
yeah.
watch.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because he already thinks I know how to do magic. He thinks mm-hmm. I could turn people into frogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I told him, I know everything. And he goes, you know that I ate your cookies?
Yes, but I was waiting for you to tell me.
So now I can get him to narc on himself because he thinks I see everything. He thinks I'm like Santa Claus now.
You know, I know.
Yeah, we all know that only Santa Claus and Jesus see everything, but now he thinks I see everything.
Wow. You're in a good position right now.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy.
Yeah. Unless he's listening right now, then I just blew my cover.
I'm going to start calling you
the kids. The kids nowadays don't have it nearly as easy as I did because they would give me the note. You know, and you take it home and let your mom and
dad sign. Yeah, you had to get it signed. Now we got the email going.
Yeah, there's no way, there's no dodging. I used to try and, you know, write my mama's name on it and take it back to school like I gave it to her.
I want to know what your cookies are.
Mine?
Yeah.
My Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, so you in your house, you have your cookies.
I have my box of Girl Scout cookies that I thought I had hidden extremely well, but apparently I had not. And he found it, and I noticed that a sleeve was gone, but I just figured Kinsey ate it, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to shame my wife, so I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, girls hate that when I eat my cookies. So, no,
right?
So,
what, I'm fat?
Yeah,
what? No, I was just asking you if you ate the cookies. Yeah,
obviously you ate my cookies.
Yeah.
So this whole time I thought it was my wife that ate my cookies. It was my son, and he narked on himself.
Mm.
Best picker.
Best picker.
There you go.
Ever.
It's proud daddy.
It's okay to be proud about that. I mean, he's working hard. Speaking of my wife, I told you she does want to change the house rule.
Okay.
We've been hanging out with Ghetto D and his wife, and they're Asian, and going to their house. She's realized their house is always clean.
Uh-huh.
And she said it's because they enforce the no shoes in the house rule.
Well, there's more to it than just no shoes, but yeah, that's a good one.
And so I think we're going to start doing that. The thing is, I don't know, am I supposed to announce it to my friends that we have changed? Because you don't want people to show up with the socks from, you know, from college with the hole.
Well, that's just
with
the
exposed
toe. Right,
yeah,
they'll learn.
Yeah.
I don't do it to guests, but I take my own off.
Well, she says it's anybody that comes over would have to take it off.
You could also have an assortment of house shoes for your guests. Yeah. That would be polite.
People do that?
Yeah, different sizes.
I can't walk barefoot in my house. It makes some weird nerve in my toe hurts when I walk barefoot. So I have to have on house shoes. I call them bedroom shoes. My husband's like thinks that's the weirdest thing ever. So I've changed to house shoes.
Yeah, their house.
But yeah, you could have maybe a little, maybe when you go to hotels that they give you those cheap little flimsy ones, just
snatch those, yeah.
Take them, because if you wear them and bring them home.
Yeah.
And then you'd have an assortment for your house guests. That would be a lovely little perk.
That'd be great.
I've been to weddings where people do that and they offer flip-flops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. Because your feet bleed on the dance floor.
And I was looking up, you know, because I started looking up about not wearing shoes in the house.
Mm.
We bring in a lot of disgusting things on the bottom of our feet.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
A lot.
We do.
And I'm sitting there playing on the ground with my, dog poo, bird poo,
but I
a lot of poo.
Think that's good for you.
Human poo.
I think it's important to be around germs because people that
strengthens.
Are so sanitary and everything's sanitized all the time, they're the kids that are the sickest.
But what happens, for instance, like I'll leave shoes downstairs by the front door, but what happens when I forget something or I'm just running upstairs and I go, you know, and you're running into your house to get something. You're going to take the time with your car running outside to take off your shoes to enter your house and then put them back on.
No, at that time, I just rely on my speed. To make sure that nothing's going to get on. You know, I'm so fast, I just get up there, boom.
Okay, feet never literally touch the ground.
No, yeah, as long as you're running.
I meant that literally.
Yeah.
Kelly, I would think being from South Carolina, you'd have a lot of experience walking around barefoot.
No.
You really have a toe thing? You can't.
Yeah, like the nerve of my right, my right foot, there's a nerve in my, it just hurts when I walk barefoot. It's really weird.
Hmm. So you couldn't do that Lego world record that I'm trying to break.
Uh-huh. Well, that would, I mean, if I'm going to be in pain, I might as well try to break a record. You know, my aunt used to walk around barefoot to toughen up the bottoms of her feet on the asphalt and stuff.
Yeah,
really? This is Aunt Velma?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aunt Velma?
Well, that's the only aunt
Aunt I know.
Yeah.
Is that what one?
Mother Price? Was
Mother Price
aunt?
Was not known to walk around barefoot.
Now, was she married to Uncle
Herb?
Herb.
Now
Uncle
married
Herb.
To Sam, yeah.
Herb's
passed away, though.
Oh,
rest
love
in peace,
Uncle
Herb.
Oh, I got so many great Uncle Herb stories. Poor my dad really Uncle does. Herb. My dad tells the best Uncle Herb stories.
Oh, old Uncle Herb.
Miss that guy.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah. Uncle Herb. Hey, we want to do First World Problems, Kid Nation.
Come on.
Pick up that phone. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And complain away.
I got this huge big screen television.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get the box down from my bedroom.
The box is too big to remove?
Al got me such a good deal. Al, I can't get the box down by myself. So I have a huge box sitting up on the third floor. In my bedroom.
It's just an empty box. You can't get it down the stairs.
No.
It's too much.
It's like, because it won't close. I can't do it. But see? I got a great deal on a big television, but the box is still up there.
These are the problems. You feel bad complaining because there's worse things going on. But hey, brings a smile to our faces.
There you go.
It gets it off your chest. We'll take your first world problems next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We'll get into first world problems here shortly, but want to remind you the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 40 minutes with Kelly Raspberry.
All right.
We still got that winter warm-up trip to give away, so if you signed up yesterday with the temperature, we will be calling you, hopefully. So make sure you are looking at your phone and answering random numbers. Just during our show. After the show, it's back to telemarketer looking out.
All right. Since we're reminding people of stuff.
Yeah.
How about reminding folks that figure skating starts today?
The Olympics. Ceremony starts today, right?
I'm so excited.
Yeah, the opening ceremony until tomorrow, but that starts today.
Oh, did you hear what happened to all the tourists or all the people that are in South Korea for the Olympics yesterday? So they got this emergency. You know how your phone starts vibrating and making that awful loud noise? Yeah, something bad's happening. Yeah. Usually it's an Amber Alert here for us in the States, but they got one of those, but it was in Korean.
I think it's like a missile.
Yeah, they're right there next to North Korea. They don't know what's going on. Everybody's all scared, starting to freak out. They're trying to figure out what does this say. And it turned out that all that emergency message said was the ground is slippery outside. Be careful.
No way.
That's nice of them to let us know.
But all these Americans, Australians, British people, Europeans are all freaking out.
Too much technology.
Out.
That might be considered a first world problem.
Yeah,
but
absolutely a first world problem. Get to go to the Olympics, but I can't read the emergency stuff. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, Kid Nation.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you want to share your first world problem with us, we'll take it.
Yeah,
we got a couple here on the text.
Text them in. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Man, I'm a college student, and I have to go into class because I pay for it, and I missed the update on Jenna's date yesterday. Love letters to Kelly, and does that make me crazy? That's from Olivia. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, you don't want to waste the money and not go to class and then fail.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, go to class.
Love letters to Kelly was great. Jenna's date was okay. I don't know if there's going to be a love connection there, but they had a good time. I know that. We updated you there. There you go, Olivia.
There's your update.
Yeah. Because my room is on the opposite side of the house from the laundry room. Whenever I dry my comforter, it's always cold by the time I get it on my bed.
No.
Hashtag first world problems. That's the best part
about
it.
Just wrap yourself up in it while you shuffle to the... Oh, I love that feeling.
Wait, is that why usually they're starting to put all the laundry rooms next to the master bedroom so that we could enjoy the comforter?
I think that's why, but...
I think that's just because that's where you're getting dressed and undressed.
Yeah, maybe so.
Without going downstairs, yeah.
I just thought they were taking the heated clothes and blankets into consideration.
The laundry near the laundry room.
Hey now. What's going on, Eric?
Hello. So my first world, my personal problem is that when it rains outside, we only can drive one car because my dad refuses to take out any of the nice cars that are in the garage. And, one of them's like an Audi A8. They're both black, and he refuses to wash any of them when it rains.
Yeah.
Two Audi A8s. Well, I don't even know what you call A8s.
I will never buy a black car because of that. It's just, it shows every speck of dirt.
It does. But it sure look good
but
when
man,
it cleans.
But, man, I'm an all-black car person.
I am, too.
So am I.
I'm, like, blacked out, black on black. But it's dirty right now. But, man, when it's clean, it looks so good.
So pretty. But 6 months out of the year, my car is considered gray.
That's just because it's dirty.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What car are you guys in right now, Eric?
We're in a Toyota, just a white Toyota Tacoma.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the rain car?
Yeah. That's the rain car.
Yeah, Dad's like, I'm not taking the
house. You got a rain car.
You got the rain car.
All right.
Thanks, Eric. You have a wonderful day, man. Thanks for sharing, buddy.
You know, you got a rain hat. You got rain boots. A rain car.
Why not have a rain car?
The worst part is every time you get a car wash, it rains.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It's by law.
From the text, my bonus last year put me in the next tax bracket now.
Uh-oh.
So I have to give it back to the government. Hashtag first world problem.
Sucks, huh?
Oh,
that
man.
Next tax bracket.
How is that, Kelly?
Yeah, what's that bracket
like? That other bracket.
It's very nice.
It's sucks to be on the low end of a higher tax bracket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then, then you're paying huge taxes and you're barely in the bracket.
Yeah. It's sickening to see how much taxes they take out.
Yeah.
That's gutting.
But if it
it's
makes
like,
you...
why? Really, there was a time when I did make it to another tax bracket, but I ended up making less of my paycheck because of the taxes.
Of that.
It's
yeah.
like, why?
If you're on the low end of it.
Why do you bother? Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Well, you just cross that threshold. It hurts you more than helps you.
My friends tell me how much, because they live in California, how much their state taxes are.
Yeah.
So they're paying their federal. And then their state.
It's awful.
I was like, how do you live?
I don't know how people live
in
California.
I don't either.
They live in these little shoebox houses and they move to another state and they live in mega mansions.
Yeah.
And it's like, what were we thinking?
At least
why
a mega mansion.
We in California?
Come on out.
Weather.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, the weather.
They love it.
There's good weather everywhere.
That's right.
Just
good
sometimes
and bad.
It'll get cold. Whatever. Sometimes it gets too hot. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. I hear you have a first world problem involving one of our members.
I do, yes. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to the dog groomer, and this guy in a big truck cut me off. I don't think he realized it. And then when I was pulling into the dog groomer, the guy in the big truck took up two parking spots.
Oh, no.
And when I was standing behind him in line, I realized that it was Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shame. Ow.
They should make their parking spots bigger. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I cut you off.
It was an empty parking lot.
I know.
Up in bed.
To get his back, Ashley, being in a truck and having empty parking lot.
That's like.
It's hard.
That's like. It's hellish. That's it's the reason.
It's still a jerk move. But we two parking spots.
I'm sitting there for like 2 seconds.
And we need
Doesn't
the other
matter.
Cars to gauge how big the spot is.
Nobody
Kelly,
knows you're only in there for 2 seconds. It's
Kelly
a jerk
was just
move.
Raging the other day about
oh,
the
really?
Two spots. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
you know,
babe.
I teach kindergarten. And I always tell my kids, don't cut in line. It doesn't matter who's first. And now I kind of feel their anger a little bit.
You cut off a kindergarten teacher.
And a listener.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, I've been listening for 20 years. Hi, Kelly. I love you.
Hi, I love you. We are rule followers. We bond on that level. Yeah.
Anytime somebody calls to get on me, the next line is, hi, Kelly, I love you. Been bad.
Yeah, you have been bad.
Hey, do you? I just talked about my son picking his nose too much. Ashley, do you find that that's an issue with your kindergartners?
That is, okay. Yeah. So I wouldn't even say it's an issue. I just say it's normal. So
okay, good.
They do.
Yes.
Did you hear my son's the best nose picker at his school?
Oh, well, congratulations!
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, Ashley. Sorry I'll cut you off.
Yeah, sorry about that.
He learned his lesson.
But you're going to a great dog groomer.
Yeah, same.
I should have paid it forward.
Yeah, you should have paid for hers. Maybe next time you cut her off, Al. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on with your first world problem?
So my mom got me this adorable red toaster for Christmas, and I like to eat whole wheat Eggos, whole wheat, because I'm an adult, and the toaster is so small, they don't go all the way down.
What?
So, like, the top of, like, you know, one of the little curves doesn't get toasted, and it is awful. It's just the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. And I hope she's not listening, because I haven't told her, but it's awful. It's just the worst.
Aren't red kitchen appliances the happiest colored appliances? I love red appliances.
I don't think I've ever had a red thing.
Yeah, I love it. It just makes your kitchen instantly happier.
It changes it, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that.
I have like a seafoam green KitchenAid mixer, and I wanted that red to kind of pop with
it.
Yes. I love it, but it's just so little.
It's so
a great
little.
Color combination. It's very Martha Stewart. I believe that's her color palette for her line.
Red?
Yes, that red and that seafoam green.
Maybe I'll try that. A red appliance.
Have a great day, Kirsten.
Anything red. It just makes me happy. If I got to use a little kitchen appliance, why not be happier?
Kelly's wearing red today, actually.
Valentine's.
Speaking of Valentine's Day.
I love red.
We've got a first world problem here involving Valentine's Day. From the text, I got promoted from being an in-store manager to being a rep with a moving office. So now, I can no longer get Valentine's Day gifts at my office to parade around and make people jealous. Hashtag first world problems.
Yeah, well, there's that. But you got a promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys, don't deliver the flowers to her at home. Send them to her at work so she can show them off.
Does want to show
the
them
point.
Off.
Yeah.
And
that's
I say hand deliver them, but...
Well, whatever. Just get them.
Make
them
sure they go
at work.
Sing her a song too. Show up with a dude. With
hand
the
delivering. I have. Yeah, that is. I've come over to agree.
Okay.
I've very much softened on that.
Okay.
Hi, Stormy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. One of the most popular names in the world right now, Stormy.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes.
What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is that my iPhone 7 Plus is too big that it falls out of my scrub pocket because it won't fit sideways when I'm working.
Oh. Yep.
Yeah, that is true.
Shout out to that. You got to go butt pocket.
You do. And sometimes I just leave it on my desk because it's not worth it falling out on the floor and getting germs all over it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we do, people?
I don't know how. I got the Plus, too, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Bigger pockets.
My husband convinced me to get the Plus, and it's just a tad too big.
I love it. The 7 Plus has been my favorite phone I've had so far.
Yeah.
I like my phone. It's just regular size.
Yeah, right. The regular size. It's just a tad too big. I don't know.
You know why I like it is I find I can get more work done on my phone because it is a little bit bigger. So I can see stuff better. I can edit photos better without having to get my computer out.
There you go.
See, that makes a solid point. Get your work done.
You know, emails,
you
purses,
everything
is
too.
Just,
so yeah.
Normally it's just.
Normally it's purse life.
Purse
for us
life.
Guys, it's tough. When we're trying to wear our skinny jeans, we can't put Plus in there.
My Plus don't fit.
My Plus don't fit. Can't wear skinny jeans because my Plus don't fit. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Are you on your way to school right now?
Yes, sir, I am. My first problem is that when I go to bed at night, I can't wear both headphones on my ears because one of them falls off. I can't lay on my side and listen to my white noise to go to sleep.
Oh, you listen to white noise to go to sleep.
What's wrong with black noise?
Yes, sir.
What would black noise sound like, Al?
What was that? Oh, my gosh. What?
I had to think of something quick, Al.
If you were to listen to music, though, what would you like to sleep listening to?
Probably like Adele or some kind of like smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz. Look at Anna bringing out the smooth jazz.
Right there. You know about smooth jazz, don't you think?
That was my first line in the movie, The Riff. Have you ever seen the movie, The Riff?
No.
I bet you have not.
But we can give you a taste.
The very first line in the movie, The Riff.
Take a listen, Anna. This is a movie star right here you're listening to.
We're laying it down to the smooth sound of satin jazz on WNOJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tonight's the night to visit those crazy clubs around town.
So crazy, yeah.
You know, where you can hear the latest and greatest talent of the jazz scene. Some of the talent we'll be checking out tonight is there because of one man's ability to tell us what's hot and what's not.
Yeah.
My man. Mr. Adam Goodnight.
Agent Goodnight.
Par excellence!
Yeah, there you go.
Al, did you memorize all of that?
Yeah.
Good you did?
You.
I did. I had to.
Wow.
Is that hard for you?
And you know what? I did it in probably 4 or 5 takes.
That's good for me.
That's actually good.
Yeah.
I mean, that is. They do several takes. Yeah.
Wow. We just filmed like one. I mean,
look
I just filmed
acting.
My part.
Yeah.
Look at me.
And if you need that, we could send it to you so you could fall asleep at night.
All right.
All right. We got you, girl. Yeah. Have a good day at school, Anna.
I sleep with a little white noise. A little.
I did too.
It only has 2 switches, level 1 and level 2, and they both sound the same.
my white noise broke, so now I've been turning on the fan in the bathroom.
Mm.
And that works just as well.
I love fan noise.
In case of your white noise machine breaks, go ahead and hook up that the poo fan. Hey, Brooke. Speaking of white noise.
Hi.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Brooke.
How are y'all?
Doing awesome. How you doing?
Big Al, are you feeling better?
I am. Thank you for asking.
Good. So my first world problem is me and my husband just moved to a new house, and he works for FedEx, and so now his route is the same as our house. So now I can't online shop without him knowing.
That's
my first world problem.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that ruins it for you.
I mean, awesome for him. Yeah. He can keep an eye on what's going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, or what's coming in, yes. I guess I should say. Yeah.
What's this?
Yeah, right?
What are you doing, Brooke? Have a wonderful day, Brooke. Thank you for calling. Keep those first world problems coming. We can get to them next week. Sorry if we don't get to you this week.
She'd have to change her shipper.
Yeah.
Go to UPS, I guess.
Nah, but you don't want to do that to the hubby.
Just an alternative.
I feel you. Hey, we do have a trip to give away. If you want to head on out to the Tradewinds Island Resorts, did you go to KidNation.com yesterday? Mm. Did you enter the temperature? Because we could be calling you. You could be on your way next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, I just want to say I was just telling our producer Robert because he's into some healthy stuff. You know, I talked a while back on what I like about this elderberry syrup.
Yeah.
So I went yesterday. I was feeling clammy. And I thought, oh no.
Clammy Jenna.
Sick. I was feeling clammy. Yeah. You know that feeling when you're about to get sick, you think. I mean, Al, you probably know. Right. I had that headache. And then I remember Al saying, I had a headache. I'm like, I don't want to get the flu. So I spent half my afternoon going around places getting like ginger. I got this ginger shot, this ginger cayenne pepper. I went to Whole Foods to get this elderberry syrup I've talked about. They are totally cleared out of it.
Everyone's been
buying the elderberry because apparently it really helps with immunity. They had it for kids.
Huh.
So I've been drinking it. Not only does it taste like blackberry syrup, it's so delicious. I hope you can't overdose. I've been drinking it. I have slowly, between yesterday and today, started feeling better.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, elderberry is really good for you.
They should call the elderberry for kids just younger berry.
Well, they say they take the alcohol out of it. So,
yeah.
Bummer for me, but I've been drinking it.
Juvenile berry.
I've been doing everything.
By the way, I'm the fattest guy that's into healthy stuff. Just to let you guys know.
White Cheddar does have a podcast called Fat Guy Handbook.
You'd be like if you weren't doing all this.
That's what I said. Yeah. But, you know, it balances out McDonald's and vitamins.
Yeah.
I love it, though. You do healthy things. We need to do a podcast cross-promote with your Fat Guy Handbook and fish.
I'm in. Yeah.
Speaking of
McDonald's.
Okay,
did you see what they're doing?
No. I was going somewhere else. Go ahead.
They're giving away a ring that's shaped like the Big Mac. But it's a cool, expensive ring. It's got diamonds on it, made out of gold and everything.
Why do I want a burger ring?
It looks so cool.
It's expensive.
Yeah, really? I mean, it's expensive, but they're giving it away for free. You can't buy it. They only have one made, and you have to write them why you love the Big Mac so much. So a lot of people are turning into poets.
I like that.
I thought you were saying it was going to be like in someone's bag.
No.
Meal, like at random. I'd be like, I'd definitely accidentally eat it.
Well, they do have a $3,000 hamburger, not McDonald's. They do have a $3,000 hamburger somewhere on the East Coast, I want to say New York, that comes with a wedding ring, an engagement ring.
Wow.
You have to order. It's for Valentine's Day, one day only. And you have to pre-order it like 48 hours in advance.
Yeah.
And
you better hurry then.
Yeah, you better hurry.
And they showed a picture of the ring. It's actually not a bad ring.
It's a pretty ring. Pretty ring.
Pretty ring.
It's a pretty ring.
I love that ring.
It's a pretty ring.
It's a pretty ring for your bow tie.
It's a pretty ring for your bow tie, Callie. You probably want a pretty ring.
Hey, make me hit her, Kayla. Don't do that.
And by the way, if you want to win that, I think that McDonald's ring is, they're doing it till Valentine's Day is when you got to let them know about it.
And did you say that McDonald's is pulling out of the Olympics after?
They're not pulling out. It's just their sponsorship is going to end with the Olympics after these games.
So you're saying there's a chance for me?
Yes.
The Olympics brought to you by the mat. Yes. That is possible, Al. Let's see if you can afford it. Speaking of affording things, how would you like to afford a free trip? It's very simple right there, right?
How would you like to afford a free trip?
It's very, very affordable. All you have to do is listen for the temperature every day at the Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach. And then you go to KidNation.com before noon central. And then we pick one at random. And then your job is just to answer the phone and win that trip.
That's easy.
Holly.
Yes.
You answered the phone. That means you won yourself a trip. Congratulations.
Yay. Oh my God. I'm so excited. If I'm at work or I'd be screaming. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're at work? What do you do?
I'm so excited.
What do you do for work?
I work retail.
Okay. Are you slanging right now?
Maybe.
I work retail. Did any of you work retail?
Yeah,
I did.
I told you, Lens and Things.
That's right.
Moved my way up to lead cashier.
Sold vacuum cleaners.
Right.
Yeah.
You totally sold vacuum cleaners.
Yeah.
Sure did.
I was in the housewares department. Didn't know anything about that stuff.
And I think I saw it. Yeah. Anyway,
check out us right now. So tell our friend Holly what she's won.
All right. You and whoever you like, because you get to take a plus one, are going to fly to sunny Tampa, Florida. And you will get a four-day mid-size car rental upgrade.
Ooh.
Three nights accommodations at Tradewinds Island Resorts, which is on St. Pete Beach, Florida's West Coast. They have five pools. They have a bunch of restaurants from casual to fine dining. Jet skis, which is a must-do. A floating water park. Tons of beach activities. And a full-service salon and spa. Thanks. Visit Florida.com.
Yep.
Who are you going to take with you, Holly?
Probably my boyfriend.
Yeah,
probably.
Take that boyfriend.
I love the probably. Probably.
Well, you never know. She
if
might
he's
want to pick a
good
girl.
Boy.
Yeah. Tell him to be a good boy. You don't have to tell us the store you work at, but what department are you in?
Sporting Goods.
Sporting Goods.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I think I need to go visit you this week. I got to buy my son some cleats.
If you're a single woman, that would be a great department to work in.
I was going to say, did you meet your boyfriend in Sporting Goods?
No, I knew him before I took this department.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. But he likes the Sporting Goods department. Well, Holly, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your trip. Have fun, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys. I love you so much. Thank you.
We love you, too. Thank you for listening. And if you're wondering what the temperature's like today at the Tradewinds Island Resorts, right now, 66 degrees.
Nice.
Obviously, we got that a little bit earlier, but 66 degrees, that's what you need to remember. And again, the website's kidnation.com if you want to try to win the trip tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. Fill in that info by noon central.
I think this is necessary. I know a lot of us are driving to work, maybe, or you just got to work and you probably had to deal with that awful driver, the person that does not know how to merge. A state trooper in Kansas has become a hero, to me at least, because I had to deal with this person today. He made a video explaining how to merge properly onto the interstate.
Oh, good.
Please follow these rules, people.
All right.
It's called an acceleration lane, people. When you get into the interstate, you've got to accelerate to be at the same speed that people are traveling on the interstate. I'm not telling you to jack up your speed and go way above the speed limit. Don't do that. But I need you to be going the speed limits as you merge into traffic, because it totally jacks everybody up that's in the lanes traveling down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Be safe, wear your seatbelt, and accelerate on that ramp to get on the interstate system. Not over the speed limits, but what everybody else should be traveling on that road.
Okay.
Be safe.
It's something we learn when we're learning to drive.
There is something to it. I mean,
yeah.
I had a person slam on their brakes over by our work. You know, we're merging on. It goes into one lane, so you have to speed up pretty quickly to get on the freeway. They slammed on their brakes, which meant everybody else had to completely stop. And then that's incredibly dangerous to be going 0 miles an hour while everybody else is going 80.
Yeah.
They just slam on their brakes. Everybody's honking, and then the person's just flipping us off.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the wrong.
And they used to have freeways with signal lights on that entry ramp, like a signal light. And it turned green. Okay, now you got to go from 0 to 65.
Floor it.
They still have those in California. I don't know.
Really?
When it gets really bad, I think they just want to control the congestion.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes it, when there's slow traffic, that's fine. But if it's moving pretty nicely. So yeah, the state trooper, thank you for that video. Again, accelerate to the speed of the freeway before you get
on
it.
But also, the people that are in the right lane need to know, hey, there's a merging lane coming. You need to get over. There's nothing worse than trying to merge in and the person decides they're going to play chicken with you and not let you in. That's the worst.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to speed up.
It's like, what? How is it going to affect your day if you have to slow down just for two or three seconds over to let me in?
Yeah.
That's really infuriating.
And then give the thank you wave.
Yeah. The thank you wave does go a long way.
I love the thank you wave. When I don't get the thank you wave,
it bothers me.
And my windows are tinted. So I will roll my window down and stick my left hand out the window and say, hey, thank you. Just want to make sure tint, you probably didn't see that. So I want to make sure.
I almost over-wave.
Yeah.
I want to make
thank you.
Thank you. Really? Seriously?
I want you to be on the cusp of calling 911 thinking something's wrong with me with my wave.
Yeah.
I wave at you like you're a friend I haven't seen in 20 years.
Long time friend. Like, do I know her?
Yeah.
Big Al, did you wave at that listener you cut off?
I did not wave at her.
Didn't see her.
You know who might not have to put up with traffic is Tom Cruise.
Why?
That dude is learning how to do way too many things.
Right?
He learned how to fly a helicopter to do all the stunts for Mission Impossible Fallout.
Like he's making up for something.
Like 2 years it took him, right? Two years of helicopter training.
And this is addicted to adrenaline.
He really is.
That's what it is.
And he's not just lifting it up and just chilling and hovering like most of us would want to do, because it is scary.
Yeah.
They have the blades and stuff.
The blades?
Yeah. The blades are the scary part to me. He's flying that thing sideways through a canyon at one point.
Oh, he's stunt flying.
Yeah, the director, producers, and stunt coordinators made a video explaining how much training Tom Cruise did to learn how to fly this aircraft.
None of this has ever been attempted before.
Flying a helicopter takes a lot of skill. To put someone like Tom into a situation like this is almost impossible to imagine.
He came to me and he said, we're going to go to Airbus and we're going to learn how to fly a helicopter and be a 2,000-hour pilot in a very short period of time.
It takes something like 3 months of 8-hour days just to become a novice helicopter pilot. Tom needed to work round the clock to reach the level of skill the sequence needs.
There are very few students that have his level of dedication and focus.
It's super important for a movie like Mission to be doing it all practically and for real. Tom doesn't want to sit in a green screen. The audiences can tell when something's been cheated.
I can barely fly a helicopter on Grand Theft Auto, let alone real life.
I can't fly a drone.
Yeah.
You know, I can't fly a drone without flying him into the wall. But that man is crazy. I do admire that about him. He goes 110%, 120%, 130% in on when he's making a movie.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, sometimes I feel like it's Tropic Thunder. He's just doing all, he wants to do all of his own stuff.
That's exactly what he wants to do. He's flying helicopters.
Full on double pilot.
Yeah. Well, you got all the money in the world. The only thrill is doing something like that, you know?
Yeah. Is there something you want to learn, but you're probably never going to? Like, I would love to learn how to fly a plane.
Mine is just learning a foreign language. I would love to learn Spanish, but I just feel overwhelmed by it's just too daunting, so I don't even try. But I mean,
you work with a Mexican every day.
What if it takes me 10 years? At least 10 years from now, I'd know it, but it's just taking that first step.
Kelly, we could do J.C. Kelly immersion.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Every day we could do an hour of just straight up Spanish.
I would do it.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. You'd have to, like, don't I have to have some basic Spanish before you immerse me in it?
Yeah, probably. But Jenna had that app that she was trying that could probably help you.
Couldn't tell you the name of the app.
Duolingo.
Yeah.
So you could do the Duolingo while you're away.
Maybe I'll download the music app.
And then we could do...
Is it two words?
Dua Lipa.
Okay, I told you about it. And every day you do like a little lesson about... It's actually really great. And then you could... what I was needing is someone else to go over some stuff with, you know?
Yeah, but you're trying to learn French or something.
Spanish.
Okay.
No, I tried this. I got the whole office involved. We were going to have a Spanish teacher come to us and teach us Spanish. Mm-hmm. Well, the Spanish teacher was teaching us like we were high school students, starting at conjugation and root words. Like, we
just
want to
talk.
We just want to speak Spanish. Yeah. Just teach us words. But they couldn't get past, well, this is the way we do it.
Yeah.
And so after the first week, when we all showed up eager, the second week, there were about four of us left. Yeah. And after that, we were like, well, this isn't fun.
What if you do this, Kelly? Seriously. If you have one of your kids that may be taking Spanish for the first year, next year,
Kelly
possibly?
Will in a year or two. She wants to take French, though, because I took French in high school. Uh-huh. And thankfully, my daughter wants to be just like mommy. But I'm like, please take Spanish.
I took French, too. Yeah,
please
take Spanish.
I took 8 years of French, and I wish, and then I took a year of Spanish. It was so hard for me to switch and pronounce words.
Well, maybe if you can talk her into Spanish or one of the other kids, take it kind of with them when they get home to help them, and that might help you.
I'll say they have so many. I've been looking into courses because I've been going to do a photography class at night. They have so many great adult classes you can take at night, but that entails going 2 hours. I mean, to learn, you have to spend the time, and it's hard to find the time to learn something new.
You going
to
do night school?
So I signed up for a class the other night.
Yeah, you doing that school?
I didn't tell you guys I signed up for this class, and it was actually a very specific like Lightroom editing class because I'm trying to get my, you know, if I want to get better at photography more than just how amateur I am. Like actually, like I have a nice camera and lenses, so I signed up for this class. It's 2.5 hours. And I decided right before the class started, before I left my house, my computer needed to update in order for me to get the software that I needed for the class. And then the update says it will be done in 1 hour. And I was like, but the class is in literally 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
So I didn't go.
You ditched the first day.
Shout out.
It was black. I ditched it.
Yeah.
I absolutely ditched
it. Well, that's how we know you're going to school.
We ditched on the first day, both of us.
I ditched my first class.
Both of us. I did that.
I was already entering in halfway through, so I'm going to sign up again for a 6-week series.
The only thing you did that I didn't do, or the only thing I did that you didn't do, I stopped and got a 6-pack of beer.
That's right.
And then just kind of sat in the car.
Nice. Cool.
Sat in the car and contemplated going back to school on that first day.
Yeah. And if you're wondering how Big Al was able to get alcohol when he was just a freshman in college, it's because he failed fourth grade like 2 times.
Yeah.
And so by the time he was a freshman, he was 21.
Plenty old.
Yeah.
This is when he decided to go back as an adult.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was plenty old.
What did you do with your kids?
They were probably already in class.
Al just joined school so he could take them to the daycare, and then he would just ditch class and then come back and get them later.
Oh, man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, guys, we have a Kid Nation member on the phone. Mm-hmm. His name is Cam, and everybody in the back is talking about how great-looking he is because really? Apparently they looked up his picture. But, Cam, you dropped the ball big time. What happened, man?
I was hanging out with this girl, and it was cold at her place, and it was pretty obvious. When I hung out with her before, her place was warm. And then this time it was cold, and she had a blanket, and she said she hates being cold. And just like an idiot I am sometimes, just being oblivious, I was like, you know what you should get is an electric blanket. Those things keep you so warm. And then she kind of got a little mad, and we went our ways and just haven't really texted the same since.
Oh, okay. So
I don't
Cam,
understand.
So here's what Cam went on a date, and this girl was throwing out the vibes. Her,
she wanted to snuggle.
Yeah, she turned off the heating, and she gave you all the signals of come over here and cuddle with me.
Yep.
And you decided to tell her about the benefits of a heating blanket.
Yeah. Like after that, she kind of was angry with me and like the way she was talking and stuff.
Wow.
And the whole like drive home, I was like, what happened? And then, like, when I got home, like, it just clicked.
You put two and two together, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Former player, Big Al Mack, did Cam drop the ball big time here?
You fumbled big time. You fumbled in the red zone, dude.
Girls think we're being really women, I should say. We think we're being very obvious sometimes with our clues. Like, how could he not tell I want him to kiss me? How can he not tell I'm going to sit here until he opens the door for me?
Right.
We think we're being obvious, but apparently we're not being obvious enough.
We don't pick it up, Kelly.
No.
And obviously Cam didn't pick it up.
I just wanted to respect her, and like I didn't want her to think that it's like just all about booty call and stuff. But
or you could go on Amazon Prime and have a new electric blanket delivered to her.
Yep.
And say, I'll share this with you. Yeah. Kelly, that's a great idea.
And she might think you're thoughtful, maybe. I don't know.
On that note, I did order her a gift after our first date. There's just something I noted, like listening to like this little like nightlife. But like now, I don't know if I should give it to her or not. Or I just don't know how to like ask for a second chance and be like, look, I know I screwed up, but I'm not that guy.
Now, Cam, how many texts and calls have you attempted since she hasn't reached back?
Three.
Oh, and she hasn't reached back at all.
No, she hasn't hit him back.
She hit me back once. I sent her like a funny, cute gif of a dog. She's like, haha. And then we were just like, how's your day? And like, good. And that was it. But then I asked her last Tuesday to hang out, and she just ghosted me.
Yeah, I think you, maybe you've put her, she feels like you've maybe put her in the friend zone.
Yeah, like unwanted maybe. But she would, he's still reaching out.
Don't text, pick up the phone and call her. She'll probably be so caught off guard that you're actually calling her that she'll answer.
It's possible.
And then you ask her out for a proper date. And if she shuts you down after that, I guess it's over.
Okay.
The good news is, Cam, we have your picture now up in the studio.
Let me see him.
He's, We could share your picture on Kid Nation. I'm sure you will find plenty of girls that would like to go out with you, including the girls in the back that are single that are talking about you right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But if you want, Cam, you give her phone number to Justin, and I have it right here in front of me.
Oh, no.
Would it be cool if I call her, and then you can ask her what's going on, and then let her know that, you know, you still want to go on a date with her?
Oh man, see, I don't know how to play this. Like, she's kind of like a private person. Uh-huh. I don't know if she responds well to you guys calling, but I told Justin this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, so might as well go for it.
Go. That's what I like about you, Cam.
If it doesn't work out, we've got some lovely ladies in the back.
Right.
What if we pose as blanket salespeople?
All right,
Bed Blankets and Beyond.
No, I'm nervous for Cam. Do you want to listen in, Cam, or do you want to be in on this whole thing?
Yeah, I'll listen in.
Okay.
She's snuggling with somebody else.
No, she's not snuggling.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Oh!
Yeah, she got another number.
She did not want to pick up. She didn't pick up, Cam.
Well.
Do you know where she lives? Well, yeah, you did. You were at her house, right?
What? We're going to go by there?
What are we? Yeah.
I ain't going to do that. I'll respect her piece if she wants to go her way. I can go mine, but I just fell head over heels for her when we first met, and it turned me into, like, this little kid, and I just kept messing up.
You froze.
Maybe just, yeah, call her phone, and if she's not answering, I would literally say what you just said right now on her voicemail and say,
I like you so much that I was having trouble expressing it, but I'd really like to take you out for a lovely date or whatever. But I think it's important to call her and hear your voice. Women react so much better to voices and phone calls than they do text messages. Right.
What do you think, Jenna?
I think if she ghosted him, she's not interested. I mean, a girl that's really into a guy.
But she was inviting.
She
and
was.
And then he accidentally didn't pick up on the cues.
And then she just shut the
door.
And
she shut it down.
But maybe it's still a jar.
I don't know, man. I think maybe it's just
too late.
Not too late, but if you've asked her to hang out and she ghosted you, she's not interested. I think it's like pretty simple both ways for girls and guys.
Maybe she's just waiting for that call.
If a guy ghosts me, he's not interested.
Right, but is it love at all if it's not worth fighting for?
Oh, there you go, Cam.
There you go. Sure,
well, you should fight in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. A woman wants to feel, I mean, you don't want a man to be too aggressive, but you want him to find you like,
come get me.
And you
didn't do that the first time, Cam. You didn't go get her. She was.
I know.
She was ready.
I'm okay with you giving it one more shot because what do you have to lose?
But make it a phone call, not a text message this time, not a GIF.
No more GIFs or whatever you call it.
You know what I mean? Actually, call.
Yeah.
Because you haven't called. You've only sent text messages.
Yeah. Only text messages.
So I thought he meant he sent her a gift.
No, GIF.
Oh, no.
Jenna. Yeah, that's why Jenna was like, yeah, you done, bro.
Pull it back a bit. Yeah, I see. Okay. No, call her.
Be a man.
And maybe she wasn't ready to come on the radio, Cam, but that doesn't mean that you can't call her and then.
Call her, but no need to tell her you love her already.
No,
just call her and ask her to go on a date.
And then let us know how it goes. Deal?
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right, brother.
If you do take her out, take her somewhere really warm.
Yeah, really warm. She likes warmth, okay?
She likes cold.
Yeah, she wants to cuddle down.
Yeah.
Now, exact opposite.
Exact opposite.
All right, we'll check back with you when you do that, Cam. Oh, man. That's a tough one.
Because you never know when, especially nowadays, what's appropriate, what's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to date right now. I hate that I'm stepping my toe back into the dating pool, but it's hard. It's got to be hard right now.
And look, we just told you that survey showed that guys are actually laying back a lot more and waiting for the girls to make the first move because we literally don't know how to read you guys.
Yeah, but I've been in that situation where a guy would come over and we would, I mean, it's like we'd watch TV or whatever and he would just leave. And okay, so he came back again and I'm like looking at him, I'm tilting my head and I'm trying to get, and this is as an adult woman.
Yeah.
This is as an adult woman post my first, divorce, my only divorce. And I'm just like, after a while you're like, man, I give up.
Yeah.
I give up.
So turned you off.
Why do you keep coming by? I'm not looking for a movie watching buddy.
You wanted to make up.
You're like, kiss me.
Yeah.
So, and you feel, and then finally, when you do get disgusted by the whole situation, you're like, okay, I'm just done. I mean, obviously. And then he comes, I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah.
It's ruined at that point.
Have you had that, Jenna, where you were ready for a guy to come over and kiss it? Or kiss you?
Always ready to kiss it.
What the hell?
And he didn't, and you just got turned off and never talked to him again?
Don't you remember when I got the cheek?
Oh, yeah.
I went in for it.
Yeah.
It sucks as a girl when you make the move and you get that. And you're like, well, then what kind of game are you playing here? We hang out all the time. But, of course, this has happened to me before. And, yeah, it's a turnoff because when a guy seems insecure about it.
You're interested
and you're hanging out. I love confidence in a guy, even if you're faking it a little bit.
Yeah,
confidence is attractive. I think guys feel the same way about girls. You want someone that's confident.
Yeah, Selena Gomez said it best. When you're ready, come and get it.
Nah.
Let's go around the room. I'm thinking Cam will get a second chance because of this voicemail he will leave. Big Al, what do you think?
I think he will, too. I'm confident in Cam's confidence.
Kelly?
Well, I'm 50-50, but I'm going to lean toward optimism.
Okay.
So I'm going to say if he calls her and he's bold, he needs to be bold. A woman needs a man to man up.
Jenna?
No.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're getting a lot of text messages about Cam.
What's up?
Like, if this girl doesn't go out with you, Cam, we're all about you.
Really?
Girls just like the sound of his voice, and I guess we did see a picture of him. He's a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Got a cool 5 o'clock shadow going on. Cool
Cam is a cool name, too.
Yeah, a little puppy.
That's something to go,
Yeah.
Go along with it.
A lot of people were saying, Jenna, if it doesn't work out with him, you should definitely take him up.
Okay.
Pick up the Cam life. Speaking of finding your love, ladies, and stepping up and taking the lead like the girl Cam went on a date with, the guy we sat on the phone, because she basically was throwing out all the clues. She just didn't make the move.
Right.
And guys were oblivious.
Uh-huh.
So I saw that this started trending on Twitter. This girl said, hey, I want you ladies to ask your crush out on Valentine's Day via text and then send me the screenshot. Okay. Her name is Oloni, O-L-O-N-I. So girls started doing it, and it's actually working for them.
I'm telling you, guys just sometimes need, they're just as nervous and anxious and wondering, and I appreciate a bold man, but I can respect one that's maybe a little nervous.
Yeah.
Just need a little push.
And here's the thing that I've noticed about all the responses, because she posted a bunch of them, and she's gotten way more than they have actually on the trending story. But a lot of the guys respond with, oh my goodness, thank you. I was actually thinking of how I was going to get the to ask you.
Yeah.
On a date. So a lot of these guys already have crushes on these girls. Odds are, if you're feeling something for a guy, odds are that he might be feeling it too. I think there's something up in the air.
If you think he's kind of looking at you a certain way, you kind of get the sense he might be interested.
Yeah.
He probably is, right?
Just go for
Unless
it. Why not?
Completely clueless and living in a
Nothing beats
world.
A failure but a try. Nothing beats a failure but a try, ladies and gentlemen.
My favorite, though, was one of the girls sent the be my Valentine this year. Let's go on a date to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight guys.
What happened?
Throw it all against the wall.
Some of them didn't respond, but like three of them said, yeah.
There you go. That's.
Why not?
Only one turned down because one of them was, bruh.
Was it a group text?
No, it wasn't a group text. She sent it separately.
That'd be even
that'd be
nervier. I was about to say the vulgar.
I'm going to do that. Just send it to like eight people.
Yeah.
Like first to respond.
You get this.
You get this.
My favorite is when we do a group text and people forget it's a group text, and it'll be like a boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife situation like Kelly and Alan, and then they'll start sweet talking each other.
Yeah.
And you just sit back with the popcorn and watch it turn into something. Didn't it happen recently? Was it you, Kelly? You and Alan started sweet-talking each other?
Yeah, because I was on it, too, I believe.
Yeah, it was me, Al, and Jenna. We were on the text, and you guys were about to go into sexy charted territory.
That.
Yeah.
Y'all were about to go in.
Yeah, we were going deep.
It was about to happen, and then Al blew it.
Yeah,
you said something.
I said something like, hello, we're here.
And we've been talking to people that have been getting ghosted a lot. Now, this is the ultimate ghost story I've heard.
Okay.
Getting ghosted has got to be the worst thing if you're in a relationship. And it happens if you're dating somebody. Maybe the first couple weeks you get ghosted. It happens. But when you're in a full-on relationship living together and you get ghosted.
Living together.
Yeah. So, last fall, a woman named Denise Robertson was living with her boyfriend Maurice in Canada.
Oh, Maurice.
They've been living together for over 2 years. And they always, like, plan the lottery together.
Oh, yeah.
He'd go get the lottery tickets. They come home. They lose together. I love you, baby. It's all good. We still got each other. Well, on September 20th of last year, Denise heard on the radio that the winning ticket had been sold in their town. Maurice had bought the tickets that week. So she asked him, hey, is one of those tickets, you know, is that one of our tickets? Ha ha.
Maurice.
He said it wasn't, of course.
Of course not.
What are the chances of us winning the lottery?
There we go.
So the very next day, they go about their day. She gets home from work. And Maurice. He gone.
Oh, no.
Maurice.
He gone.
How much money was it?
$4.9 million jackpot.
Maurice.
His clothes, his toothbrush, all his stuff, his passport, all missing.
Oh.
So she gets into full-on crazy girlfriend mode, as she should, because he gone.
Yeah.
And she started texting him, calling him. He did not respond to any of the calls or the messages.
She didn't realize at the time it was the lottery.
No.
Yet.
He had, in fact, bought the ticket that won $4.9 million.
And he just went home and thought about it.
He thought about it. He hung out with her that night and then thought to himself, I don't want to share this with
she
this woman.
Must have really pissed him off that night or something.
No. I guess he just wasn't seeing a future with her.
He might have been teetering. He said, you know what, let me just go give it one more little shot. Of course, he's not going to put forth any effort that night.
Because I feel if I'm with my girlfriend, I win the lottery, I would pack our bags and we out. Like me and you together. We're going to Mexico or something.
He's probably talking all kind of smack, just trying to instigate.
Yep. So she filed a lawsuit against them for half the jackpot plus damages. She says
emotional damages.
She says that they had an agreement to share everything if they ever won, regardless of who bought the ticket. Maurice bought the ticket. And Maurice does have a lawyer. That's who she can contact now. And Maurice's lawyer says, nah, man. Maurice says you guys never had that deal. So she's single and ready to mingle and
Canadians,
broke.
Canadians are typically so nice, except for Avril Lavigne.
If you give them $4.9 million.
Oh, Maurice. Yeah, I think even if you're kind of, I'm not vibing with you, but we've been living together.
You give him some?
Yeah.
The Simon Cowell?
Well.
Simon Cowell buys him a house.
Yeah. Like, if it's not going to work out with Simon Cowell, he buys you a house or a car.
Money. That's hush money, baby. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine, though.
That's why you don't hear anything bad about Simon Cowell.
Exactly. He's smart.
Al, don't you have are you going to go on a date this weekend?
But possibly. Whiskey Neat.
With Whiskey Neat?
Awesome.
She did.
She's geographically undesirable. Yeah,
by the way, Whiskey Neat is a girl that we named Whiskey Neat because Big Al Mac hung out with her, and that's what she ordered.
Yeah.
Whiskey Neat.
Yeah.
They met on Bumble.
And Al, it's hard to date someone that lives far away because, or a drive away, because it's kind of like, so you go out at night, and then what? You can't drink. They have to drive far home.
Yeah.
And it's not like you can be that presumptuous, like, oh, it's so new. Like,
and you can't
you
bring a bag.
Yeah.
You can't date Big Al and not drink.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they could always stay over.
Up in bed.
Yeah.
You just don't want to. I guess, yeah, you offer that.
Yeah.
Gosh, Al.
So what are you going
to
do?
So, I don't know. I got to plan something.
Maybe she's willing to move to save the relationship.
That's only a few minutes away.
Yeah. Just 40 miles.
It's like, I don't know why. I'm sorry I've called you honey twice.
It's okay, honey.
It's too, I mean, there's enough obstacles in a new relationship. Distance is just.
It's hard.
Tell me more, sweetie.
Because an hour or 45 minutes during the week when you go to work is.
With no traffic. It's close to an hour drive with no traffic.
Then you need to narrow your field, your mileage, because you can narrow the mileage on who you're willing to date.
Yeah, you can.
What's your mileage now?
It was
infinity.
100. It was 100. Yeah, right.
What are you thinking? 100.
I never done this. I never done this.
What are you thinking?
100 miles.
I've never done this before.
Jenna, what's your mileage?
I was getting people from like Tushomingo, Oklahoma.
My mileage is. You want to know what mine is?
Yes.
Five,
Al. That's perfect.
If you're not within 5 miles of my house, I don't want to date you.
On Twitter, honestly, it can't. Not Twitter. On Tinder, it could be because there was, when I was doing it a couple years ago, there were so many people on Tinder, you could do 5 or 10 miles. I think I might have done 10. But on Bumble, because it was so new, I had to expand it to 50 because there wasn't enough people on there, but now that's completely changed.
Yeah.
You don't have it. You could do 10, 20 miles max.
Yeah, I did 20.
But even 20 in a big urban area is far.
It's a weird number.
Yeah, but you want to catch the airport.
Right.
Because someone might be flying.
That's true.
I swear.
Tomorrow.
I keep my long enough to hit the international airport.
It's true.
For those flyaway honeys.
Absolutely.
You know what? That's a great tip, Jenna. That is so
smart. You keep it long
enough
to catch people that are at the airport on a layover.
They get bored and they swipe. It's true.
Oh,
I see so many hotties on a layover.
I am so into.
And they all live in Colorado. Every single stinking one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Man, I love listening to you guys' dating
stories.
It's so interesting to me.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.